Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
That is Dr. Tumi, the fourth man. And he is the God who's with us whenever we're going through all that we go through in life. You are on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng, not alone, but with Cheryl Moodley as well in the studio. And at this current moment in time, we are joined by Kazil Hendricks. And I know Cheryl will take it away.
Well, thank you so much, Sibongile. What an awesome interview we've just had now with Tsegofatso and his mom, Nontlantla. That was beautiful, talking about anxiety, depression, OCD, ADD. And from that, we go on to our next segment with Kazil Hendricks. And he's the founder of Opibol Foundation, where they promote disability awareness. And it's a foundation where he has founded based on his experiences, his life experience. And we want to hear a little about that. Kazil, welcome to Radio Pulpit. It's good to have you in studio this afternoon. Please share with us, and I'm going to go straight to it. Please share with us your experience. What caused you to be a founder of an organization that promotes disability awareness?
Well, thank you, Cheryl. It is an absolute honor being here today and also being able to share some experiences and, what caused to specifically started this Opibol Foundation. I am confident that we will also dive deeper in it in a short while, but it all started when I lost my arm some 20-plus years ago and really found the challenges that society at that stage has thrown at me, and I've realized that there is a big outcry, a big need to make a change, to make a difference, not only in the lives of persons with disabilities, but also to educate and empower the able-bodied community, or rather non-disabled communities, about the challenges that persons with disabilities are facing.
Well, you said you lost your arm. Do you want to tell us which arm you lost, Kazil, and how you've been coping with the loss of an arm?
Absolutely, absolutely. It happened many years ago, over 20 years ago. Like I just said, it happened in 2000. February 14. It reflecting on it now, it feels like yesterday. What started out as a typical day for me, whilst I went out jogging, like everyone else did, going outside just to get some fresh air and clear their minds. I always say that for me, being on the road, I never go out as to prepare for something specific, but, just to recuperate. As I was out there, from nowhere, I got hit by a car. And as the driver hit me with such force that I was thrown completely on the wayside, and in that chaos, in shock of the moment, I didn't realize the true extent of my injuries at that time. So I'm still, even today, reflecting on those times and those moments. Like I said, it mm-hmm. still happened like it was just yesterday.
Well, I must say now, Kazil, that sounds really traumatizing for someone to experience such an event or a challenge. But I want to know, in terms of you experiencing that, you mentioned that you lost an arm. Which arm did you lose? And tell me, based on that, how are you dealing with the loss of an arm?
Yeah, well, I've lost my left arm in the process. Afterwards, I always would make a joke out of it, and then I would say, then I would refer to my arm. It's a short left. And you know, it's this kind of humor that also helps me to cope with the trauma that I've experienced, you know, in my life. It made everything so much lighter, you know, and to also deal with my challenges in a way that you would put more humor into it, you know, and you know, notwithstanding the serious challenges that I'm faced with on a daily basis, you know, but it just helps me to cope with those challenges.
And what would you say now, Kansel? You know, losing an arm, I can't begin to imagine it being an able-bodied person. But what would you say has been the most significant challenge you've experienced since losing your arm?
Well, I've experienced so many things, you know, and like I said, I was faced with so many challenges from the onset, and one of the biggest challenges has been adjusting, you know, to since I've lost my independence in certain areas of my life, and I will most of the time or many times make light to it, to saying that, you know, despite the fact that that I've learned to cope in many ways, I still face some challenges. I can do so many things with the one hand that I've learned to do, but someone would then ask me, what do you struggle with, since you can only do so many things? I said, I struggle to wash my arm, so, since I only have one. You know, and simple things like tying my shoelaces, cooking and preparing a meal for me. One of the basic things, you know, has become one of the biggest hurdles for me at the time. But I'm grateful that the Lord has given me the patience, you know, and to go through that, and that is one of the things that I'm grateful, you know, that is one of the things that that the Lord has given me to learn and to adjust my life in such a way that the things that seems difficult, you know, has become normal practice for me, you know, like cutting my nails and things like
that.
For me, it has become normal, you know, through patience, and because now when you are adapting your life around the new circumstances, now you need to also have patience that goes with that, because you can't do the things that you used to do at the normal speed, if I can say it like that. That you used to do things, and now you know, you can't frustrate yourself in doing the things that you used to do. Now you need to find adaptive ways in doing those things, and with that, you need to, you know, teach yourself to be patient in the process.
Wow.
And that is very, very, very important. You know, it's also one of the things that I've learned, you know, is to, like I said, also use the remainder of my arm, not only to assist me to doing adaptive things, you know, but to also inspire me on a lighter note, so to speak, like I just mentioned, you know, to overcome my challenges that I faced in life.
Well, sitting here next to you makes me really be in awe of the talents and the skills that you have. And I just want to ask you now, Kazel, you know, you we mentioned that you founded an organization called Opibo Foundation, and it's an NPO for where you promote disability awareness. Just share with us a little bit about this organization of yours.
Well, thank you for that. Firstly, I think it's important to understand that my experience is what gave birth to founding this organization.
Mm-hmm.
And I deeply believe, you know, if it wasn't for my experience in losing my arm, I would never have ventured into raising awareness and embarking on programs for disability, mainstreaming, inclusivity, being an advocate for that. Hasn't it not been for losing my arm? Because when I woke up from that hospital bed, I said that day I woke up to a new world, a new world that was also unknown to me, a new world that I was scared to open my eyes into, a new world that I was scared to step into. I did not know what was awaiting me when I was about to leave the hospital. It was a total new world, because the things I was used to has become a total strange environment.
Yes, of course.
For me at the time. My experience of losing my arm in that accident opened my eyes to the challenges that not only I was faced as from my own experiences and from my own disability, but also other individuals with disabilities who also experience trauma in their life-changing experiences through their different traumas that might have caused their disabilities. And so those was just some of the things, you know, that motivated me to dive into raising awareness and formalizing by establishing this organization. You know, I think it's the people that I've met since I've lost my arm, hearing their stories, other persons with disabilities, looking how I can look up to them. I can still remember the first day when I went on the field participating in athletics tournament. At the time, one lady came onto the track, and on the side of a wheelchair was written chairman. And, you know, I was feeling so, I just smiled, you know, while sitting there, and just thinking, you know, how other persons, you know, being motivated within their circumstances, seeing the light in their situations, what we might see as a dark place in our lives sometimes. But if we can look a little bit deeper into our dark place in our own lives, we might just see the light at the end of our own tunnels that we are facing, you know. And that is one of the things that motivated me to also encourage others through this organization. You know, each person who comes to the foundation has their own unique journey, and that is so beautiful that we've learned that, you know, through our podcast interviews that we have, through the programs that we are sharing, their unique stories, and witnessing their strengths was so inspiring to me as well as a person with disabilities. And, you know, that is a true inspiration for me as a person with a disability myself.
Well, thank you for that, Kazal. It's really inspirational to hear what has inspired you to start your foundation And I believe you just had a golf day, a charity golf day recently. Just share with us, because this is probably one of your programs to raise awareness, right? Now, share with us about your golf day and what other programs you have in place to promote disability awareness.
Thank you so much for that and for this opportunity to be able to share that. This charity golf day that we are hosting is an annual event that we've been hosting for the past years to really assist us also in the organization to raise the necessary funding to support the programs in the organization. And this year it was a very, very, very huge success that we had to helped us raise these much needed funds, you know, that will directly support our the disability awareness programs in the organization that we're having. One of the big programs that we have, you know, is our National Disability Awareness Conference that is coming up in February 2025. You know, this is a national event, and this national event aims to bring people together from different spheres of life as well, you know, and this will also making sure that we provide the necessary resources, the necessary information, and the necessary human resources as well, skilled persons with the necessary knowledge, making sure that the availability of information is out there in the public domain. So this year the event really provided, like I said, a platform to bring persons together from various walks of life. I always say, if it wasn't for our sponsors that we also have had this year, you know, we can't do these events without the necessary support, without our volunteers that was there, the team members that was there. All this, you know, helps us in spreading awareness and also encouraging even more people to get involved to the cause that we are advocating for.
Thank you, Kazel. Listening about the golf day makes you actually want to be on the golf course, and especially when it is for a worthy cause. Now, we're going to get back to Kazel and listen to him talk more about the organization and what they're about and the programs that they have to offer. But we want to go to a song quickly by Mahalia Buchanan, and it's Ngiyabonga.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It's 657 AM.
Yes, and we're back with Kathleen Hendricks from Opie Ball Foundation talking to us about promoting disability awareness. And we want to give a very great shout out to Frank Jacobs. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you to our family. Frank, you are part of our family, and we appreciate you. So, Kazel, we are back with you. We want to know, Opie Ball Foundation, what services do you offer? I'm sure our family out there is keen to hear how they can get involved as well.
Absolutely. I believe that our contact information, you know, will be shared just right after this. I think the youth for today is our future, also leaders for tomorrow. So it's important that we are also focusing our programs and designing our programs in such a way that we are really zooming into capacitating, empowering the youth. We've started a ambassadors program at one of the schools where we teach them, empower them about disability etiquette. We also look into educational workshops and seminars, rehabilitation and therapeutic programs, skills development and vocational training, sports and recreational activities. You know, that is one of our key programs, annual programs. We are registered as an athletic club, and we host our own event during Disability Month. This year, the Oppie Ball Disability Awareness Race will take place on the 2nd of November 2024. So we are really encouraging everyone to come and support and participate in that event. You know, sports and recreational activities promotes physical fitness, teamwork, self-confidence, and these are the one of the things that we want to instill in the youth amongst us of today. You know, mentorship and peer support programs, I think it's one of the key things also that we're doing. One of the other things, it's scholarships and educational programs, awareness and advocacy. It's one of the key things that Oppie Ball does, and it's through these programs and initiatives that the organization can provide comprehensive support to the youth that will enable them to foster growth, their independence, and integration in society. If I can just quickly dive into that, into integration in society, that is also the importance of persons with disabilities through trauma, you know, to reintegrate them as active members, as participating members, as equal participants in society. And I think that is one of our key elements that we also provide as services in the organization.
Well, and if someone wants to get involved in Oppie Ball Foundation, is there a way that they can get involved?
Yes, absolutely. There are different programs that we offer. Even our volunteer skilled persons wants to get involved, offer their services. May it be through volunteer, may it be through educational services that they wants to, or professional services that they wants to offer to the organization. May it be administrative support that they wants to use. They are most welcome to contact us and come and support the programs in the organization.
Well, what is your message then to both able-bodied and persons with disabilities? What is your message to the people out there concerning raising disability awareness? And after that, you know, we want to find out from you if we can share your number to whoever wants to contact Oppie Ball.
Yeah, well, thank you. Absolutely. Firstly, if I can say to specifically non-disabled individuals or persons, you know, and this is what we actually, our course is thriving towards, mm-hmm. is that promote inclusivity, you know, educate yourself, empowering yourself. As we say, it's these small changes in attitudes and behaviors that can make a significant difference. Have empathy and respect, and be the advocate for change that you also want to see, you know, and also to persons with disabilities. I think when I'm going to motivate them, I think I'm going to motivate myself, you know.
Definitely.
I'm speaking to myself, and it really comes from a place from my experiences as a person with a disability. But what I can say, it's believe in your own strengths, you know, and also seek support if needed. Believe in your dreams and pursue your dreams, and advocate also for yourself and also for others.
Well, thank you so much, Kazel. Your number, if you would like to share, please.
Yes, my number is 082-818-2956.
And just your last word for a motivation?
I think I can. What I can say is, you know, let's work together to create a more inclusive and supportive society where everyone, regardless of our abilities, can live with dignity and pursue our dreams and feel valued in our society.
Well, Kazel Hendricks, thank you so much. I must say that I'm definitely motivated, and I know our family that's been tuned in is motivated too. And we know that the support for any NPO, for that matter, must come from our society. And we wish you all the best. And thank you for the programs that you are presenting. And thank you for promoting disability awareness. Thank you for being in the community. Thank you for taking care of our society of persons with disabilities. We appreciate you. And we admire you being a left arm amputee. We admire your skills, your talents, everything that you do for yourself. And knowing that Kazel is also the dad of three beautiful kids.
Thank you, Sean.
And the husband of a lovely wife. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love. So, we are at 14:55, 55 minutes after the hour 2. And we are going to sign out now because the news is at 3.
Yeah.
So thank you so much, Sibongile.
Thank you so much, Cheryl. And thank you so much, Kazel, for coming through. The numbers thank again, you. My family, 082-818-2956. It's 082-818-2956 on socials or Bball on internet or Bball.com. And I enjoyed working with you, my queen.
Oh, I enjoyed it myself. Thank you, Sibongile. Thank you for allowing me the opportunity to co-host with you.
Yeah. we will see next time. It's going to happen again. Going to come back again.
Amen. Amen.
And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of our Lord Holy Spirit rest and abide with you now and forevermore in Jesus' mighty name. Family, we leave you with the sounds of Tamela Men. Take me to the King.
Yeah.
Next up is Germany. Yawn. Else on something else. Love you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
You're at 657 AM. Radio caring. 24 hours a day.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic Christian radio.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.